This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, in the next hour, at the 8 o'clock hour, I look forward to talking with Victoria from Natural Alternatives. They got a product release that they're really excited about. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we're going to go to some phone lines, answer some questions for you guys. Nathan, who's up next?
Daryl in Vermont.
Daryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was talking to a friend about his bean plants. The leaves are all curling up on it. I said, are you watering it enough? He says, well, I haven't got much time. I said, well, that's not quite the answer. I'm looking for it. But he was watering at night and getting in there and getting some water down. And I said, well, they're dry. They want more water. But it's been raining crazy. Yeah, it has. Now, that lends one to think about, did you do a soil test? There's a segue for you, huh?
Yeah.
And what you're looking for, if you didn't do one, do one. You know, it's find out about yourself. But what you're checking for is a higher amount of magnesium in the soil than might be normal. Because magnesium has this bad habit of tightening the soil up, and that makes water kind of float away rather than soak down in deep. And if that's the case, you got to go through the pH. pH is near that magic 6.4. Well, you would want to eat something like gypsum to give you some calcium without changing the soil too much. And if it's way down, kind of acidic, throw some lime on it. Not going to hurt it. But the idea I noticed is just you got to get out there in the morning and you got to let the hose, like you said, let it run. It's the whole point behind it. But my other trick today is, I won't say the name of the Vermont company because they don't advertise with you yet. but I have a hand pruners that are just barely fitting the palm of my hand. They're maybe 6 inches long. And I always get the orange ones because I keep losing the green ones amongst the plants. And for tomatoes, when you got the hornworm running around, they love to hide in the leaves. And the truth is, you don't need anywhere near as many leaves on a tomato plant as you might think. So if you go in with your pruners and take out a few of the leaves, you'll have a little more light in there and you can chase down these nasty little critters. Because you can see them, which doesn't hurt you any. And then just don't leave them around on the ground. Get them away. Sometimes it's better just to burn them rather than compost them because they might, in fact, have the eggs underneath. And you don't want them to come back. But it's, and if you're a big fan of rum and coke, Spinosad was actually a gift from the rum industry. On the inside of their casks, they found a white powder. And saying, "Oh yeah, well, what is this?" Eventually became what is now sold as Spinosad. Next time you're drinking a rum and coke, go easy on it. Kills all those bugs.
Definitely. Those are some real good points there. That's great to be thinking. Every time I think of the spinosad, I just think about when I learned of how it came about and why the Captain Jack's has the Hawaiian shirt on. He just reminds me of a guy at a tiki bar or something right along those lines. But you brought up a great point, Daryl, when it comes to tomatoes and getting rid of some of the leaves. Especially this time of year, it doesn't need as many on there. And cleaning them up that way to allow it so you can see a little bit more, perfect. That's a great thought. I like that for future thoughts, too, about the hornworm of, it's a very organic way to take care of it. And everybody's looking for that, a different way to be doing it. So that's a good way to think about it.
Well, have a nice day, and be sure to have a rum and coke tonight.
All right. Daryl, thanks for the call. Have a great one.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to go right next to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
We recently had a flood, and I live by a creek, and it really flooded this year. Anyway, it was all over my garden, and it ruined all my vegetables that I have in there. Now, I want to know, would I have to get a soil test on there? Because when it came down, the next town above me, about a mile, had oil in their tanks, and I don't know if the oil went out of the tank, and, I was wondering if I should get a soil test by next year, or...
So I'd definitely take a look at doing it, but so one of the things you need to do is a lot of the companies that do soil tests will just test for natural elements in the soil. Okay, so when you do it, you're going to need to request to be looking at, like, the heavy metals or other nutrients other than, your typical pH, your nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. A lot of companies will offer it. It's just one of those things that it's going to cost a little bit extra compared. But having a flood like that, having, different soils coming from a lot of different areas, because it's not just, that would be up the street or up the creek, if you will. It's going to be other areas because where did it come from before that, etc. So I definitely would recommend trying to get a soil test done just to see what else is going on there, because you never know what could have happened or what, was in the other.
Would you do that this year, or?
I'd do it now to get ready for next year, because what will happen is, so right now a lot of companies don't do a lot of soil tests. They'll do not as many as early spring because everybody's getting ready for the garden.
Right.
But it'll still take about 2 weeks, okay?
Yeah.
So that's putting us at the middle of August. At that point, you're going to look at what the results are going to say and see what you can do. It's going to take some time if there's some heavy metals in there of how to get them out of the system.
Yeah.
And it's not going to just be like one application. You're still going to have time to put two, maybe three applications of something down this season if you get it early enough. And say it's the middle of August, 4 to 6 week intervals. Depending upon the season, the past couple of years, it's been odd. We've had really rainy weather. We've had some snow early, different times of year, cold early, then cold late. So it's going to depend on the season, but you do have enough time where you could put two, maybe three. The third one might be pushing it a little bit, but two applications of something to help you know, release those metals from the soil? You know, is it a gypsum? Is it a fast-acting gypsum? What is it? Is there too much salt in there? Is it, you know, that type of thing? But it's going to give you some time.
Where would I go to get it tested? To the agriculture agent or where?
So in Pennsylvania, you could do like an extension there, maybe like the Penn State.
Oh, Penn
State is a good, I mean, it's one of the better horticultural institutes out there. You could try them. You could try UVM, University of Vermont. Daryl might even take a look at it. He's one of the longtime listeners here. But those would be a couple. You could even go to UMass Extension. But the thing is, like I said, just ask for a little bit more information. Explain the situation. A lot of these places you can call and say, this is what's going on. You know, if you stay local with Penn State, they know the situation that's been happening in the area with some of the floods, et cetera, so they might know a little bit more about your area, so maybe that's the best way to do it.
Well, how would I get in touch with them?
What I can do is I'll Google their extension services for you and see what we can find. We're going to go to a break. So what I'll do is if you listen on the other side of the break, I'll get you that information. I'll say it over the air, okay?
And I need one more question.
Oh, well, then hang tight, and during the break, I'll answer it right after.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Mary. So hang tight. We're going to go to that break. For everybody else, if you want to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Mary, and told Mary I was going to get her some information in regards to Penn State soil tests. And I did find some information for you. I have a phone number for you, Mary, if you're ready.
Yep, I'm ready.
The phone number, it's for the Penn State College of Agricultural Science, the Agricultural Analytics Service Lab. So it's just the where you'd get your soil test. Phone number is 814-863-0841. And they offer a lot of different things. You can actually do, they'll have you fill out a form, etc. But I want you to call them and just explain the situation, what has happened. Again, they'll know what's going on in the area, and they'll be able to tell you which soils, which service you're looking to also get. I'm looking online. It's $9 for an individual soil test there.
Okay.
But they, for anything extra that you're looking for, some of the, the soluble salts, it's like a $5 fee, which is not that much. So definitely give them a call at that number. See if there's anything that they can help you with. They'll know what's going on in the area, and I think that's going to make it a little more useful for you.
Okay. And I got one more question.
Okay.
I've had corn. It's the, I guess you call it colored corn for
okay.
Halloween.
Yep.
And I had one or two popcorn. Now, they're still standing up. They got the tassel, but there's no corn coming on them yet. Does that come later? Or
it might have stunted some of the growth that it's had based on the flood, et cetera.
Yeah.
It should start to pop in the next couple weeks. When did you put them in the ground?
Oh boy, it must have been in early June, I'd say. They're pretty tall.
Okay.
Yeah, they're tall, but there's just no corns hanging on them yet.
So I think so it could be from the flood that you had that's causing him to be like this. But you might be a little bit later in the season. Again, this might be something that you learn from that soil test of what else is going on in the soil. So maybe that's going to be beneficial for you to see, all right, this could have changed. I didn't have enough of this in there, et cetera. But I think the flood had a little bit to do with it and it's causing this. What I'd like to see you do is check out the stem and see if any of it is almost like rotten. See if it's soft. Maybe it's just hanging tight. I don't think it, I feel like it's going to be fine, but it just might be a later production year for you, versus, normal years based on, you know, the flooding that you've had.
Now, I got a silly question. I don't know if you do. I have a couple yet of the, regular corn that I grow in the season, the eating corn, you know.
Yep.
I was wondering, there's cobs on there. Would it be safe to eat those?
Well, I think it should be. Again, you know, the cobs probably aren't too huge on there at this point.
Yeah.
Probably, you know, maybe a couple weeks out. You know, to get to eat. So I think that soil test is going to tell you if there's anything. The other thing, you know, if you're worried about some of the oil that could be in there, you might have, you might see some of it still sitting on the soil. Some of it, you know, maybe there's some, different color to the texture of the soil, et cetera. Maybe take a look at, you know, digging down in the area, see if there's anything that you can find. That, you know, you've seen, that will show you any oil residue, etc. I think you're going to be fine. But again, that's why I was thinking that soil test is definitely will help you.
It's going to
tell you, a lot of different things that are going on and, what's going to, make the most sense for you.
Okay. I thank you very much.
All right, Mary, good luck. And if, you know, if you have any more questions in regards to the soil sample, if the Penn State can't help you, which I really think they can,
yeah.
You can always email it to me, and I'll take a look and see if there's anything there I can do to help you as well.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Mary, thank you for the phone call.
Bye-bye.
Have a great one. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to go to a break. On the other side of the break, we'll answer more of your gardening questions, one of our longer segments. So plenty of information out there for you. So give us a call. Take a break. We'll be right back. See you on the other side.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two California teens remain in custody in Italy for allegedly fatally stabbing a police officer in Rome. 19-year-old Gabriel Jorth and 18-year-old Finnegan Lee Elder, both of San Francisco, are suspects in the murder. A neighbor of Jorth, who apparently goes by the nickname Vince, says,
I've known Vince since he was born, and I'm in shock. He's one of the nicest neighbors I have.
She spoke to ABC News. Police say the officer had just returned from his honeymoon and was stabbed multiple times after responding to a report of a stolen bag.
backpack. Police say the two teens have confessed, saying they thought the plainclothes cop was connected to the drug dealer they had scuffled with. The two face murder and extortion charges. A fifth NYPD officer has died by suicide in the past 2 months. Officials confirm the latest cop died Saturday afternoon on Staten Island. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261 and 855-660-4261. And we answered a lot of great questions today, and some of the things we've talked about is that soil sample, and I talked so much about it in the past couple months. I hadn't talked about it recently, and it really is very important on what to do for you. And if it's just going to a local extension and contacting them, especially someone like Mary who just had a flood in the area. So there's some other things that could be going on. So it's getting your local extension, because they're going to know your soil area a little bit better than some of the other areas, especially if you're in Pennsylvania going to, you wouldn't want to go to like a California-based system, that type of thing. So that's what one of the suggestions I have for you guys is: getting soil done, especially if you've had some issues in the past. Right now is a great time to do it, actually. If you think about it, like I was saying with Mary, getting a soil test done in the spring, the places that do it are so busy. They're getting hundreds of samples in because everybody's getting their garden ready. Well, think about if you could get ready ahead of time for next year or even for the rest of this season and be able to say, okay, yep, this is what I need to do, and I'm going to get on that this fall. Because the plants or the lawn or whichever is having the issue is still readily available and still absorbing nutrients and still absorbing different things to help it in the fall. So maybe getting that done now, give you about 2-3 weeks to get ready prior, and then get going with that, because I think it's definitely going to help you, and it's only going to benefit you. Soil samples are telling you everything that you just don't know about what's going on underneath the soil there, that you can't tell until you have some sort of test. You know, there are a few things that you can see. You know, you'll see, oh, this is, you know, maybe the lawn's doing this. I have more weeds than this, and this is one of the things I can do. But you're not going to get all that information until you get that soil sample done. So just a suggestion, especially at this time when it's those, you know, places aren't getting as many soil samples at the same time. So you might be able to get that done a little bit quicker and get ahead of everybody. So just a thought. So check out your local extension. With Mary, we went to Penn State. But I like our local extension, UMass Extension, UMass Amherst. There's also UVM. It's a real good one, too. So those are a couple. It doesn't cost a lot to do. Inexpensive to get you just tons of good information. So really look at it and see how you can help out. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we've talked about earlier mosquitoes and the different mosquitoes being out in the gardens during barbecues, etc., and there's something for you to be using. Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kills mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. I use this in my house about 3-4 weeks ago, so it's time to be doing another one here for me, but it really did work. I had a wheelbarrow that I didn't realize had been upright, and water had sat in it, and so I didn't even know that it had filled up, and boom, fill of water, full of the little mosquito larvae. So I used that, and it really helped and got rid of them for me, so definitely something to be thinking about. We do have someone on the line, so we're going to go right to that call. Nathan, who's up next?
Tom in Utah.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
This is the first time I've been up to hear you. That's really great.
Awesome.
Anyway, I have an issue that's impacting a lot of the rural families. It's maybe not directly related to what you're talking about, but it might be worthy of people to check to make sure that they're not being injured. I have a website called gassingamerica.com. That's kind of an odd name, gassingamerica.com, but what I identified is a poisoning risk problem that's presented by the manufactured mobile home industry. And a lot of our farmers out here in our area, you know, since they're not convenient to contractors or whatever, they'll usually buy a manufactured or mobile home and set it on their property to live in or to house their labor. Anyway, so in 2008, I had a family contact me with a deathly ill baby, and in the process, when I finally identified the cause of the baby's illness, found out that their mobile or manufactured home was the cause. So I'm just praying that my dear friends listening, the farmers that are listening, that live in the rural communities, like in rural Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, Nevada, there's about a third of the families are living in manufactured mobile home units. But what I found out is every single manufactured mobile home violates a ventilation code. So the people inside can be, when the weather conditions are wrong or right, I guess you'd call it, they can be breathing the fumes of their own furnace and water heater. So anyway, just, hoping that the listeners and you can look at gassingamerica.com and see the literally validated fact that I'd identified, actually validated by the GAO and the CDC. But anyway, for 10 years I've been struggling to get this information out.
Well, you know, for everybody who is listening in that area, in those areas that are affected, definitely take a look. But, you know, there are a lot of things going on out there that we just don't know about. And people like yourself are getting out there to give us some of that information. So we appreciate that. And definitely good luck with helping everybody out the best you can.
Yeah, that website, again, is gassing, like you're gassing your vehicle, gassingamerica.com. I do have an alias out there. It's called manufacturedmadness.com. That will also get them into it.
Okay.
It's really bizarre because my mother and father were living in a mobile home down in Zuni, New Mexico, and they ended up being drugged to the hospital several times over a winter. Cost us over $10,000 in medical care, and they were never diagnosed properly, so they almost died in that trailer. But, you know, fortunately, later when this case came to my attention in 2008, I realized what had been actually causing my own mother and father's near death. And a lot of people, they, you know, they're being poisoned by these fumes subtly and never properly diagnosed. And, you know, like I say, there's a lot of rural families that, like, end up living in manufactured or mobile homes. And so I'm hoping the other GCN hosts will look at this and, you know, help us get the word out to these 34 million people living under this situation.
That's a lot of people. So, well, we'll you know, we're definitely getting the word out right now. You got listeners all over here with
now,
our show.
How is the situation now with the soil being so wetted in the Midwest?
With the soil being so, you know, wet right now, it's going to take some time for anything to really dry out and get things going. It's not going to be something that's going to happen overnight. It's going to be some over time, you know, for some of those areas that, you know, they are more sandy soil, so it's harder to say, okay, you can use something along these lines to really break that down and allow the water to pass through. We've been, you know, most of the country's been so dry for the past couple of years. This is just the opposite effect. So it's not an easy one where you can say, all right, this is what we're going to do. But it is one where you can look at and say, all right, going forward, you know, do we have to divert things? Do we have to do certain things here and there? So it's not, you know, there's no easy answer to it right now. But it's just really, we're going to be needing some time, to get, it to dry out a bit, and hope for not as much rain, etc.
My daughter's in Michigan. Now, we don't have a saturation or soaking problem here in Utah because we're on the desert side of that, the dry side. But my daughter's up in Michigan. What would you recommend she do?
Well, so I'd definitely have her take a look at the soil, see if she can get, you know, some sort of soil test to see what's kind of in that soil, see the nutrients, see if there's anything that she needs to get rid of. Sometimes, as we discuss here a lot, would be like magnesium deficiencies. Magnesium can create a barrier that doesn't allow certain things to go through. It'd be the same thing with some of the water. It creates makes the soil a little harder to not allow the soil to go there, through. So that could be part of it. So a soil test is going to say, all right, this is what's going on. And a lot of times there is magnesium deficiencies causing the soil to be a little bit more saturated than it should be. So definitely start there. Go to the local extension in Michigan to see if there's anything that they can do. Get that soil tested and see you know, what's going on underneath, because that's what's really going to tell you how you can fix things instead of just the eye test.
Yeah, thank you. I had forgotten that she could have the university examine the soil, so that's a good reminder. Yes, thank you.
All right,
yeah, so I'll get her to do that. But anyway, again, remind everybody to look at that website, gassingamerica.com. If you live in a mobile home, a manufactured home, you know, otherwise we call it a trailer in the past, but some people are offended by calling it a trailer. that if you have anybody that you care about living in a manufactured or mobile home, please look at gassingamerica.com. I've written that up. It's kind of rough. Scientists are not the best writers, but we try the best we can. And I have provided on there a simple remedy. The problem was created by the federal government, but getting the federal government to fix the problem is like pulling teeth, or like getting every corn cob to develop every kernel, right?
Exactly.
Anyway, thank you.
All right, Tom. Have a good rest of your day, and I appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. Now, on the other side of the break here, when we're, not the next one, but the one after, at the 8 o'clock, we're going to be joined with Victoria from Natural Alternatives to give us some information and a product launch that we're going to be discussing that they're very excited about. I'm excited to hear about it as well. So we can look forward to that. So at 8 o'clock, Victoria from Natural Alternatives will be joining us. It'll be great to hear what they have to say, because I'm really excited about that product launch. In the meantime, we do have some open lines at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. So give us a call, and we're going to be right back after these commercial break. Answer more of your gardening questions. Hang tight to us.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. A little bit of a segment here where we can give some more information, and then we're going to be joined by Victoria from Natural Alternatives. So we're going to go right to the calls. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in Gilbert, New Hampshire.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, how are you? I'm so happy to be able to get through to you. This spring had serious trouble with rhododendrons. One of the plants, the leaves just turned totally brown, and I really thought that plant was dead. And luckily, I was slow to get to, I thought naturally I would have to just trim some of these branches away. That was in my intuitive feeling on it, but I didn't get to it for a while, and then new leaves started sprouting from those branches that I thought were dead. Is there anything I could do to prevent this from happening to the rhododendron plant, or is this just one of those things?
Well, so we did have a different winter where it was warm and it was cold, etc. We had a lot of moisture, a lot of rain. But the thing was, is the snow cover didn't stay. And plants like rhododendrons, azaleas, anything that is evergreen, they actually want the snow to be there during the winter and sit.
Uh-huh.
Because it insulates them and keeps them keeps them strong. It also wants to keep the moisture into the leaves. Windy situations where it's powerful. Some of those nor'easter type storms where we would get heavy winds with it were drying out the plant quickly. And so one of the things you can do to help prevent that in the fall, there's a couple products out there. One would be Wiltproof. Wiltproof is an anti-desiccant that will actually keep some of the moisture into the plants over the winter for you so that it will help protect it. A lot of times it'll last about 3 months. A lot of people will do it at the end of October, beginning of November. They'll spray it on the plant, and it will, like I said, will help keep the moisture into the plant. The other product is from Bonai called Wilt Stop. It's the same thing. You would do it the same way as you would the Wilt Stop, the Wilt Proof. The thing about these is where some of the issues will happen, even if you use it, is the reapplication. You need to reapply in 3 months. Now, if you do it in October, if you do it in October, now you're thinking, November, December, January. It's a little cold to be out there. The past couple of years in January, we've had a little bit of a warm up towards the end where it gets to about like 40, 45 degrees one day. Or a couple days in a row, that's when you would spray this Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop for a second time. That's where the big disconnect with some of this, that people have used it and said, oh, well, you know,
didn't work.
It didn't work. Well, it's having to use it a second time. And that second time is usually around January, February. And we've been, we've had a warm up in the past couple of years at that time, where you'd be able to reapply it. So that holds the moisture in it. It doesn't dry the plant out as quickly, causing some of these dead damage that you're seeing on the plants. The other thing that you could be doing for all of this is not only fertilizing in the spring for your evergreens, fertilizing again in the fall at half the rate. So with like with your rhododendrons, they want Holytone. Okay, so Holytone's an evergreen type fertilizer. You're going to feed them in the spring, but this fall, maybe, mid to late September, feed it with half the rate that you've done in the past, if you've done it in the past, or, half the rate that it says on the package. That's going to give something back to the plant to give it, a little bit something over the winter to continue to keep it strong. One other product that you can be using is going to be from Natural Alternatives. Their protolyzer. What their protolyzer is, it's not a fertilizer. It's something that works together with your fertilizer, works together with the plant to get them stronger root system and absorb those nutrients a little bit better and to get it going that way. So maybe using protolyzer for the rest of the season to get it stronger, and then when you do the fertilization, it gets into that plant and gets it going for next season and help protect it.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to next spring.
Awesome, Buck. Thank you for the phone call. Care. Have a great one.
Thank you.
We're going to be right back with Victoria from Natural Alternatives in the 8 o'clock hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.